He's taking his State of the Union message on the road. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden now flying to Wisconsin.
We have more to do, but here at home, inflation is coming down.
In Madison, Wisconsin, President Biden will visit a union training center to focus on an economic plan he says is part of a blue-collar blueprint to strengthen the middle class.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, House Republicans are holding a hearing into what Twitter did to block the spread online of the story that broke weeks before the 2020 election on Hunter Biden's laptop and potentially incriminating info on it.
Twitter's previous management team deplatformed and suppressed not just conservative voices, but anyone whose opinion strayed from what they deemed acceptable.
Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, ex-Twitter executive UL Roth just testified.
I've been clear that in my judgment at the time, Twitter should not have taken action to block the New York Post's reporting.
But he says hindsight's 20/20.
I believe Twitter erred in this case because we wanted to avoid repeating the mistakes of 2016.
There's over 11,000 dead in the earthquake disaster in Turkey and Syria now, and the search for survivors goes on. Fox's Greg Palcott standing in front of a collapsed Turkish building where crews keep clearing rubble.
Using picks, shovels, using their hands to get rid of this because they believe that there could be one, two, three, possibly more people alive underneath that rubble right now because they've dropped microphones down through holes and they've heard voices. They've heard tapping.
In a few hours, in court in Texas, an accused killer will admit he's a mass murderer, ready to plead guilty in the 2019 massacre of 23 people in a Walmart in El Paso.
Patrick Crucius is charged by U.S. prosecutors with gun and hate crimes and is facing a life sentence. Crucius is accused of targeting Mexicans to kill. He's also facing murder charges filed in a Texas state court, where a conviction could send him to death row.
That's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans derided President Biden's speech last night as political. At times, they even clashed with him. Booing when the president said some Republicans want to cut Social Security and Medicare. Republicans also critical the president did not bring up the Chinese spy balloon that was shot down Saturday. He did reference it while saying he does not seek conflict with China.
As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
Now, the president also said last night we'll help Ukraine fight Russia for as long as it takes. President Volodymyr Zelensky is now in Britain asking for even more military aid, wanting the UK and US and our allies to send fighter jets.
Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to a rare gathering of both houses of parliament to thank the British people for their support.
I can see in your eyes now we think the same way as you do. We know freedom will win.
He called for stronger sanctions, denying Russia the chance to finance the war.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. On Wall Street, we're seeing selling this morning. The Dow's down 83 points. LeBron James is on top of the NBA. Now the all-time scoring leader, breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. And then the two hugged on court in Los Angeles.
It means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please.
That was on TNT. Others also honored LeBron James.
Golden State Warrior star Steph Curry wrote, "Congrats, King James. Legendary stuff enough right there. The Cleveland Cavaliers, LeBron's home state team, for whom he played his first seven NBA seasons and then four more and led to their only NBA championship, tweeted, "From the first basket in Sacktown to 30,000 points, we've seen so much of the journey to this epic milestone firsthand in wine and gold."
That's Fox's Jared Max. One last note, the Lakers lost that game last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder 133-130. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.